We Like Dota, episode number 29, starts now. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to We Like Dota. This is We Like Dota, the internet's casual Dota 2 podcast. I'm Brian Sabone-Yinger, and I'm joined this evening by the internet's original crotchety curmudgeon, Ben Yadneb Day.
Hey, Brian. How's it going today?
Just great. How are you?
I'm doing extra well today.
You're doing extra well.
I have a special guest
for this
show. So joining us this evening is special guest Cheeks A. Flappin.
Hello.
Hey, Cheeks.
Hello, Cheeks.
Cheeks, how you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm just hanging out here, being casual, getting ready to talk about Dota and Dota-related things.
Well, that's great. That's great. I'm glad to have Cheeks on the show tonight. So I invited Cheeks on the show. So as many of you probably know, we announced that he's going to be a part of our team for the We Like Dota tournament.
That's correct.
And, you know, we don't just invite anybody, so I wanted to talk a little bit about why we invited Cheeks. So, and Cheeks has been a great support when I've played with him in the past. He keeps me alive, he buys the courier, and just generally does supporty type things, so that's always a plus.
He's the team's brassier.
Right. That in itself is okay, that's average. The thing that really has made Cheeks stand out is I got a message from Cheeks. Cheeks went out and he bought a PlayStation 4, just so he could play Battlefield 4 with me, which is a game I never even play. So that kind of determination and just commitment to be a part of the We Like Dota team is the kind of thing that impresses me.
So, and that's even a bad game from what I understand.
It's a good game. It just needed some patches. Well, Cheeks says it's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's not good. But we've enjoyed having part of the squad. I wanted to just let Cheeks introduce himself a little bit and talk a little bit about what he's brought to our team and part of being a part of our We Like Dota little mini family, if you will. So, Cheeks, first and foremost, like I already bragged
family.
On.
What's it? I like that.
You like that mini
family? Mini family. I like that.
Yeah. So, you are part of our team. You do play support. And like I said, you're incredibly successful at that. You keep me alive, you buy the courier, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us a little bit about your gaming background and your background with Dota.
Well, if I trace my gaming roots, I think they really go back to when my dad brought home an Apple IIe. The old two big things with the two 5 1/4-inch floppy drives and the green monochrome thing. And I really remember being really into Lemonade Stand. And then fast forward about, 20 or 30 years later, and I saw Dota on the internet one day, and I was like, that looks kind of like Lemonade Stand. A lot of the same sort of ruthless kind of cutthroat action, a lot of high risk, high reward kind of stuff. You know, it's like, oh, do I price my lemonade really low on a really rainy day in hopes that I'll sell lots of lemonade? It's the same kind of thing as diving a tower, when you have like 50% HP and just trying to get that first blood.
I can see the similarities.
That's very close. Yes.
So pretty much just from Lemonade Stand all the way to Dota.
Great.
Much. That's how I made the jump.
Okay,
and then
great.
As far as the buying the PS4, that was, that's just me really taking seriously my support role.
Yes.
I want to support you in your poor gaming choices.
Right. So.
I can't argue with the man.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
As a support,
that.
You have to stick with Ben's poor choices.
Exactly.
I deal with Ben's poor choices regularly.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's important to me.
So we have a rich history of Lemonade Stand all the way to Dota. So a great experience there with gaming. So we have a couple supports on our team. We've got you, of course, and then we've also got Brian. Really goes without saying to say you're strongly the superior supporter in our team. The one who tends to be the one that keeps me alive, does the things they're supposed to do as a support, etc. My main question to you, I say that puts you kind of in the position of support leader, support captain, support boss, really Brian's boss if you kind of take that all the way out.
Whoa.
Just give me a second.
Jared installed me as captain of the team.
Right, but over that is Captain of the Supports, which is Cheeks. So anyways, we'll just go with it for a second. So we've got, you're kind of the captain over the support squad, leading the support squad there. My main question is, how do we get Brian to stop stealing my farm?
Well, I've developed a pocket strategy for this, actually. What we're going to do is that Brian is, he's first going to rush TPs. That means he's going to buy about 5 TPs to start off. And then he's going to hide in the trees. And then from the trees, he's going to teleport mid lane as Puck. And then do that dream thing that Puck does.
I believe that's called Dream Coil?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Dream Coil. That's the thing.
Yes.
And he's going to do that until he runs out of those TPs. Then he's going to go back and rush 5 more TPs. And do it in the off lane.
Great. So it sounds like what we're doing is just keeping Brian out of the picture.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
That's the best way to neutralize his farm.
This is why this guy is, he's the perfect support. I don't even know what else to say about that.
It's this sort of outside of the box thinking that I was hoping to bring as sort of
if he's not there,
to Jared's,
he can't.
Sort of, you know, very, very stats driven, very by the numbers.
Yeah. No, I like,
you know, get outside the box a little bit. Think outside the bun, if you will.
I like it. Okay.
I got to give the guy credit. He's thinking in ways of supporting you, even if that's a detriment to another human being.
I feel like it's, well, yeah, but it's a positive for me, which is why he's on our team. So, so Cheeks, you do have this unique experience of being part of the league team with the We Like Dota podcasting squad here.
Yes.
Tell the fans a little bit about what it's like to be in that inner circle, if you will.
Well, obviously the time difference is kind of difficult. And then the rigorous hazing was really tough.
Mostly from Ben.
They wanted me to carry a grape clenched between my cheeks. I'll let you guess which. From Washington to Ohio. And I said, guys, I'm just going to take a mulligan on that one, and we're just going to get to work here, and we're going to make this the best supported Dota team in the We Like Dota League.
Look, we really needed you for that land tourney, okay? You really let us down there.
Well, the good news is it works. We've got you on our team, mostly because nobody else accepted our offer and nobody else wanted to put themselves through that. So thanks for being a good sport. So we appreciate
that. The best support at the bottom of the barrel. Congratulations.
Exactly.
That's right. Yes.
All right. So thanks, Cheeks. What do we got for the rest of the show? What do we got going on?
Well, we're going to kick off the rest of the show, as is tradition, and start with who'd you play? So, Ben, we're going to start with you.
Yeah, so I think you and I were talking on Google Hangouts at one point in time, and I made the poor decision of letting a random draft its way out during that conversation while I was kind of away from the Dota screen, and I got stuck with Medusa, who I don't hate, but wasn't prepared to play.
So wait, you... The draft happened, and you did not pick in time?
It was the one where you get the 20 heroes?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. Fun. It just picked. I just came back to the game, and I had picked Medusa.
You're supposed to pick a hero, though, right?
It just auto picks for you. You run out of time. It just picks.
Oh, okay. Did you at least get extra gold?
I didn't random a hero.
Yeah, but it gave you a random hero. So shouldn't you have gotten like an extra 200?
No idea. I fed like crazy. That's really what happened.
That's all that matters.
So I played some Medusa. Also, I don't think we talked about last week, but on that PS4, which I don't think is a poor decision, but Cheeks said was. I've been playing The Last of Us. A little behind on that one as it came out on the PS3, but probably one of the best games and least fun games I've ever played at the same time.
Yeah, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
Ben?
Please do.
Are you sad yet?
I'm all kinds of just depressed.
The game made you sad.
It makes me sad and angry and doubting humanity in a lot of ways. But I'm pressing forward because it's been interesting to watch. So it's dark.
That sounds like a hell of a game.
It's pretty fun. It's a little dark though. So that's mostly who I've been playing, and then a little bit of Shadow Shaman support, which is also going poorly. I don't know how you support players do it. It is awful. Well, I just want to last hit and kill things, and support people have to do all kinds of things.
I'm a little blamed.
Every time that we lose, we get blamed.
I'm a little shocked to see a Shadow Shaman on that list, Ben. What happened?
Well, the thing that happens is when I do a solo queue, I get into a match and nobody buys a courier.
Yeah.
Nobody buys wards. Like, I sit there as a carry and I'm not supported. So I get spoiled by Cheeks, and then, I mean, I'm used to that bad behavior from folks like yourself, Brian, but
yes,
it just gets a little rough.
Yeah. Well, I did play a game last night where we were picking, and everyone had picked their heroes, and I had not yet picked mine yet, and the fourth guy picks his hero. He picks Bounty Hunter.
Okay.
We already had three other cores, and the guy says, support, please, as if, you know, to tell me, hey, you need to pick a support.
Right.
Because I picked what I want.
Because that's what people mean when they say the word please, Brian.
Yes.
They're yelling at you through the please.
Yes, very, very passive-aggressively.
He could have just said, please pick support.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy was a jerk, essentially.
Not necessarily. I'm saying that you could have read into the fact that he was a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
I very well could have. Like, if somebody says support, please, they could mean support, please.
Well, I
instead of all those other, like, monologue sentences you had.
Well, I can confirm that the guy was a jerk throughout the rest of the match.
Well, that's different.
Yes. So, yeah, I assume it's people like you that do that sort of thing. But you're usually just quiet more than anything.
I don't like to talk.
Yeah, I much rather prefer people who just don't communicate than are just jerks.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, Cheeks, let's move on to you. What have you been playing?
Since I saw that Venomancer was Hero of the Week this week, I decided to do some...
spoiler alert.
Venomancer.
Good.
Sorry, was I not supposed to give that?
No, we spoil it every single time. That's fine. Brian's just got a little cranky tonight. I don't know what's going on.
I am a little cranky.
Yeah, just go ahead. So how was your Venomancer experience?
Well, I thought I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. I felt like I did a competent performance of Venomancer.
Great.
For the most part, but then we kind of got backdoored just by a Nature's Prophet. It was like TI3 was happening in my living room. And I was there trying to be competent, but just not competent enough. Because I was, you know, when you're playing a character for the first time, you're like, oh, what should I buy for it? Maybe I should get this. A suggested item's really a good idea. I don't know. And then you just sit there with the shop window open while you get killed.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, no, so it was that sort of ponderous kind of scheming and strategizing that I think perhaps lost us the game.
That makes sense.
Well, I think I have a little bit clearer idea now. And let's see, what else? I tried to play a lot of Pugna this week. I really liked Pugna.
You do like the Pugna.
Yeah, I do. I love the Nether Ward thing. How I just sort of put it off in the trees, and then while a team fight's happening, and then everybody's like, "Whoa!"
As a Witch Doctor player, I can confirm it is annoying.
It's great. It's fun. I love being annoying. It's just one of my things. I love to be supportive, but annoying.
You were talking about how you are a competent Venomancer player. That's the beautiful thing about Dota is you just need to be competent, and you'll probably win.
Competent.
Mm-hmm. At our skill level, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah, just try and do your job.
Venomancer is great. He really only has two buttons, and then it's just tower defense.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I do like placing those wards, too.
That's fun.
Sneak around back something, get a little vision somewhere with one of those little guys.
Body block with them. Have you done that yet? Oh, it's great.
I haven't gotten that crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, Cheeks, you had a lot more fun playing than I did this week. I just need to stick with my carry players. That's
with
what
your
I need
carries,
to do.
Yeah. You've got that sort of arrogance that I think really works for a carry player. You're not sensitive and supportive like Brian.
I'll take that as a compliment.
We're some feeling dudes,
right?
You know? Your guest is backfiring on you, Ben.
I'm not feeling. He's right. I just get pissed off and I just want to hit things. I don't want to worry about wards.
I'm holding a mirror up to Ben right now.
It's so good. I like what I see. I really like it a lot.
Cheeks is doing what Star Trek did, holding a mirror up to society.
What else you got for us, Brian? Let's move on.
Well. Cheeks, I think didn't you have some other things that you were going to mention that you played?
Well, another game I wanted to talk about that I've been playing a little bit, since I know that Ben mentioned The Last of Us and stuff, I wanted to go something that was completely on the other end of the spectrum and kind of want to get the buzz out. You know, I hear you've got like you're up to 30,000 listeners a week.
So we're approaching that.
A platform for this is Mount Your Friends. Just got released on Steam.
I saw that.
Yeah,
Xbox indie game.
You told me about this, and it seems shocking.
I looked into it a little bit. It has the best package physics I've ever seen in a game.
Indeed, yeah. Well, that's part of the entertainment value. But also, the game's just really fun. It's like the most competent sort of co-op style game that there is, I think.
Q-op.
In terms of control, or Q-op, whatever you want to call
it. You're thinking of
the
Queen
one
of
where
Pan.
You have to use a couple buttons to control something and make it move.
Right, which
you
is
know,
great.
Sort of like Surgeon Simulator, which is just a nightmare, or... or, you know, Q-op,
yes.
basically. So, yeah. So I really, really enjoy this just because the controls, you know, it does have that same sort of funny, finicky thing, but you can get good at this. You can actually get good at this pretty quickly.
Okay.
And it's just competitive enough, and it's got a great soundtrack, great art style. It's only $5 on Steam. So
$5.
And it's got online multiplayer, the whole shebang.
All right, so Cheeks. Game modes, so Cheeks pick
a safe mode too, in case you're at work.
Your work safe mode.
It's got it all. So mount Cheek, your friends.
Mount your friends. Cheeks pick of the week is mount your friends. There we go.
I spent all of my money for the month on Dota 2 t-shirts and plushies that
which
have not
arrived. Yeah, you led me astray with that one. I'm still bitter about it.
Yeah. Okay, and what I played, I had a lot of
success. Did anybody ask you who you played?
No, I did.
I thought you already went through that.
Thanks, Cheeks. Okay, I played Silencer. I had a good run with Silencer this week.
Was this with the guy that was cranky? The please?
No.
Support, please?
I played Venge that game and did not have a good time.
Okay, so you played some Silencer.
He was a bad core. Yeah, played Silencer. Real great if somebody picks Drow or Ricky. Because the global silence stops their ultimates. Very nice. And I played a little bit of Mirana, and
I like your Mirana. That's okay.
Yeah, you really have to have another person who has a good stun on your team, though.
Right.
So I haven't been getting to play her as much, and when I did, I probably shouldn't have been picking her.
Okay.
Still fun, though.
Yeah.
Still fun. That's really about it.
Okay. Sounds good. What else you got for us?
All right, boys. We're going to head into the news segment. And Reddit, and not just the Dota 2 subreddit, has really been exploding with the news of the new Dota 2 workshop tools.
Yeah.
This was on the Dota 2 gaming and games subreddit, which I totally recommend games versus gaming. Games is way more mature. It's not just all picture memes. Just putting that out there.
Okay.
But anyway, apparently...
But I love picture memes.
Well, then I would recommend gaming for you.
Yeah, well, there you go. Different strokes for different folks here.
There we go.
Okay, so apparently these new Dota 2 workshop tools are made in the Source 2 engine, apparently.
Yeah,
I know. Source 2, Ben.
Right.
The Source 2 engine.
Well, and so this is a big leak. This is the big thing is, you know, Valve has been working on the Source 2 engine. Thank you. Valve has been working on the Source 2 engine for quite some time. It was supposed to launch along with the Steam Box. Is that what those are called? The consoles that they're making?
Yes.
The Steam Boxes.
Something like that.
It's also pointing towards Left 4 Dead 3, hopefully coming out soon.
Half-Life 3. Confirmed. So, you heard it here first, folks, on We Like Dota. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Don't say that.
But anyways, yeah, so essentially there's some big news with that. But the exciting thing, I think, for the Dota 2 community is not necessarily all those games, which are exciting, but the fact that we're going to get some custom game modes coming out of that. So the mod tools are going to be having some different options. So already they have Pudge Wars in development, which sounds pretty awful, but there's
I've seen Cyborg Matt just like talking about Invoker Wars that he's making right now. It's just, you know, crazy amounts of Invoker stuff.
So. Yeah, I imagine we'll have a lot of that.
Well, supposedly some of these custom game modes already exist.
They exist in the old game,
In Dota 2.
There's ways that you can get some, there are some ways
they're
kind
of backdoor-y, though.
You can do that now.
But apparently, from what I've heard, is since these new tools are in the Source 2 engine, Gabe Newell has gone on statement saying that the biggest deal with the Source 2 engine is that all these content creation tools will be drastically easier to use.
Correct.
Like, I saw a video of a guy basically recreating kind of the middle lane in Dota 2.
Mm-hmm.
Basically in just like 5 minutes, he had like brushes and he just brushed it in. You don't have to, you know, go in there and use the geometry editor and hammer. I mean, you still use hammer, but you don't have to, you know, it's much faster.
It can be great. And I think it's exciting for me just as a Warcraft 3 player. Dota kind of stemmed out of that Warcraft 3 engine to begin with. And so seeing what the community can do with the Dota 2 mods and the custom games is neat. If it's anything, you know, I'll be honest, though, if it's anything like the special modes that we get during Valve's holidays, I'm not all that excited about it. I think Dota really works because it's been so well balanced, tweaked over all these years.
Yeah.
Not sure if I'm going to spend a lot of time in the custom games, but I think it's neat that those tools are out there. And a lot of people like to just have those more casual games and just kind of screw around a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really see how anyone could really sort of improve on what they've got already. I mean, that. I mean, it. I'm really interested to see what comes out of it. But I mean,
well, I've seen some. Yeah. Some like really early alphas of what people have been doing, and I think there's like new options for what you can do. Like I saw somebody had made basically like a smite concept inside of Dota 2.
Yeah, but are you going to really play that to get better at it? I think the appeal of Dota is that it's a game that has almost this unlimited ceiling in terms of how good you can get. And you feel like when you know you feel like with Dota, you feel like you're failing, not because the game lets you down, but because you let yourself down. You didn't do something correctly, right?
Right.
I don't know what the custom games
let you down.
Or your teams let you down. But still, you know, I don't think the custom games are going to have that same kind of feel. So again, I see that's kind of appealing. It, you know, the Blizzard game that's coming out too is the same way. They've got all these different modes.
You can already do
it's
that.
Meant
in
to
Starcraft
be more casual.
2.
Starcraft 2 has
it. It hasn't really taken off big time.
I think it's neat, and I'm glad that they're doing it because Dota stemmed from a mod custom game to begin with. But again, I just don't know if we're going to spend a lot of time playing those. So
yeah, I was just going to say that's kind. I mean, the exact same thing that you described is exactly what happened in Warcraft 3.
Right.
So I don't know, maybe
it can, and yeah, that's what's exciting about is the potential, right. But personally I'm going to keep playing Dota 2, whatever you want to call it, vanilla,
same here,
until something better comes out.
So it'll be easier to make hats,
hopefully it will,
and that sort of thing.
That's great.
Maybe I'm excited about that. I think that's cool, as someone who dreams of making hats one day. I think that
I believe you can someday, Cheeks. Cool.
Yeah, we need the pantsless void armor set.
I know, it would be pretty easy, I think.
Yes,
you just sort of don't put any pants on.
It's really removing items more than putting anything on.
It's all in the name, really.
Right.
Here's what I'm excited about for Source 2. It'll potentially crash Ben's computer.
Right. So, yeah, I've been playing with I had the Steam beta activated, and I had, like, a freak out moment, right? Would you describe it that way? I just started sending all these messages to you. I'm like, Dota 2 is not working. What is going on, Brian?
I could just see the panic over
my
phone.
You could just sense the panic because I think it was something to do with the Steam beta. Because when I went back to the normal Steam, everything worked fine. So hopefully they patch whatever is going on there. But now Dota is back up and running. But I was trying to play with some of the viewers, the listeners, and I literally got into a game and it was worse than a slideshow, because a slideshow would imply that something's moving.
A slideshow is at probably a good 10 frames per second.
Right, this was less than that. And I put the settings all the way low, so I'm not sure what was going on, but I lost my Dota for a little while, and I got an abandon. It's like my second abandon ever.
Right.
Disappointing
that's a shame,
stuff. So hopefully they figure that out with the Steam demo.
Yeah, okay. And of course, this all goes without saying. One, we actually have no idea what we're talking about when it comes to the Source 2 engine. And two, this is all just kind of, everything that I've read was a lot of introspection. Not introspection. What am I looking for?
People just digging through.
Speculation.
Interpolation.
They're digging through code and they're finding some interesting things. But I think it's cool. It's no secret that the Source 2 engine's coming out, and they've been trying to time it here soon. I think the Steam box thing got delayed a little bit. So
it definitely seems pretty evident that it's a new engine, so...
Yeah, it will be interesting to see how it impacts Dota 2.
Right. Okay, let's move the show along. What do you guys say?
I still want to talk about nothing for a while.
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Hero of the Week. The Hero of the Week is Venomancer.
Oh, we already knew that.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Cheeks.
That helped, because it was kind of a letdown without the sound, because we already knew about it. So.
See, okay. The tasteful use of sound.
Taste.
Right.
Hey.
Let's announce the new feature that we're going to do. So with the hero and the item of the week, what we're going to be doing going forward is I'm going to be playing a game in which I buy starting items with the hero of the week and then immediately rush the item of the week. So that's going to create some scenarios where A, it's not efficient, and B, it doesn't make sense.
This is past your starting items, correct?
This is past starting items. Yes. So I'll buy starting items. I think it's okay if I buy wards or a courier if I'm support.
You do what you got to do.
But outside
God
of,
knows nobody else
outside
will.
Of like that kind of stuff, maybe dust or health potion tangos. Outside of that, I'm rushing the item of the week. And so we could end up with, I don't know, we could end up with an axe with a whatever. Wouldn't make sense on an axe.
We're going to get this stuff to go viral.
Right. It's going to be great.
You could end up in low priority matchmaking.
I could. So it's going to be great. It's an It's a great experiment here to see how this goes. So,
new segment here, life and low priority.
Life and low priority. So I'll be playing the game, and then Brian will be doing a cast of the game. So forward to that. So the Venomancer and the item of the week, I'll spoil this, is drums.
Drum of endurance.
Drums of endurance.
Yes.
And great.
Wait, I lost it.
Yeah,
I lost it.
You got right on that, Cheeks. We even rehearsed it.
There we go.
So
drums of endurance.
Take two.
Drums of endurance. I don't even care anymore. Anyways, so there will be a match with Venomancer and Drums of Endurance, which in theory should not be a bad item for Venomancer, but
he's going crazy over there.
I was lagging like crazy, and I'm not very good as a support player, so you'll have fun casting that one.
Yeah, I saw you streaming
it like crazy.
I saw you streaming a little bit, and
it was bad.
Your play was quite lackluster.
Well, I had a like 480 ping, I think, at some point.
Just to give a little taste of what's to come, my favorite part was when Outworld Devourer put somebody in an astral imprisonment, and you proceeded to just shoot a venomous gale across it.
Yep. And miss entirely.
Yes.
Should not be allowed to play support ever. So.
Okay. Okay. So Cheeks and Ben, I'm going to direct this question towards Cheeks first.
Yeah, please do.
What is the role of Venomancer, and what lane would you typically put him in?
Well, he seems like he'd be... I mean, he's kind of a support. I know he has various other functions, but I mostly think of him as a support. I tend to look at things pretty black and white in Dota. It's either you're a carrier or you're support.
Okay.
And that's just kind of how I go.
Jared would disagree so hard with that.
Wildly complex.
Yeah.
But, let's see. And as far as lanes, I think he could be a decent safe lane support.
Yeah.
But I mean, with all those wards, if you got those wards out, it seems like you could do some pretty good pushing, or at least hold off the off lane a little bit.
Yeah, so. I've done him in safe lane, and he's fine. I think with his wards, as you talked about, he's okay in the off lane as well. And I was even forced to go mid with him, and I kind of totally shut down a Templar Assassin.
Yeah, I think he's a very flexible hero. We saw some people running a carry Venomancer in TI4 a couple times, too.
Was that to success?
I don't recall, but it happens.
I think it...
The pros made it... Thing, yeah. they thought it could work, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, whether it was successful or not, I can't...
I think it was more as... Was it a carry Venomancer, or just maybe a core?
Farming core, I guess you would say. But still, I think... I mean, didn't Loda play Venomancer one game, even? I could be wrong on that, but I thought I saw him play it, so... interesting hero.
He is agility based, so he can.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
he has carry potential.
It makes sense. He's got the slow that comes along with him. So, well, let's go over his abilities. What do you have? So, Venomous Gales.
Yeah,
initially.
So his Q is Venomous Gale, launches a ball of venom in a line, poisoning enemy units so that they take both initial damage and damage over time, as well as suffering slowed movement. Venomous Gale deals damage every 3 seconds over its duration. Costs 125 mana, cooldown is 22 seconds, which is actually quite long. Lasts 15 seconds, and the strike damage, so this is the initial damage, is 25, 50, 75, or 100, depending on the level. The damage over time is 0 at level 1, 30, 60, and 90, and the slow is minus 50% at all levels.
Right.
That's a lot.
It's a good slow. It's not a great instant nuke, but it does have that nice dot that's on it, damage over time on it. So
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is considered one of the best level 1 ganking abilities out there.
I have no idea. Okay. It didn't work for me.
Perfect.
In my competently played Venomancer match,
yeah, how did that go for you?
Really, I mean, this ability was really clutch to helping us catch heroes. You know, we'd be starting to chase.
The slow's really nice.
Going for a gank and then just having that slow, and then the other carries would just catch up to him and
rush
him.
You know?
I would think that if you're playing well, it would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. His W is a passive called Poison Sting. Adds poison damage to Venomancer's normal attacks, slowing movement speed. Duration is 6, 9, 12, or 15 seconds. The damage over time is 5, 10, 15, and 20. And the slow minus slow percentage is 11, 12, 13, and 14. So that's not bad just for a regular right-click attack.
It's good. You know what I kept thinking when I was playing Venomancer?
What's that?
That I'd rather be playing Viper. Mm. That's what I kept thinking. And I know they're obviously supposed to have some different roles there.
Yeah. I can understand that. They're kind of similar in that they both do poison damage.
Yeah, and they have the slow and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
But
how does that passive match up with the... Orb of Venom or whatever that item is that you can get at the side shop. I mean, is that kind of like a built-in one?
I have no idea.
That's our, let's throw it onto the Reddit. I don't know.
Can you look that up, Chiefs?
Yeah, or if you want to look it up right now.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
But at level 4, the poison sting, it lasts for 15 seconds, and it's doing 20 damage over time, which I believe that ticks once every second, right?
That was my assumption. So
what's 20 times 15?
That's hard.
Where's Jared? That'd be 300.
300, yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't get any damage level 1, right? Or are you talking about the second ability?
His poison sting, which is his passive.
His passive,
at level 4.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just from one right click. That's pretty good. Yeah. His plague ward is E. Summons a plague ward to attack enemy units and structures. The ward is immune to magic. Wards gain the poison sting level from Venomancer, dealing 50% of the full damage.
Is that 300 level 1 you're saying he would get that?
No, level 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I believe that's correct. Mm. I'm going to throw it out to the We Like Dota community to rebuke me on this one.
I anticipate a correction on that at some point.
It seems too good to be true.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
I don't. It all depends. It probably like ticks differently.
Yeah. Anyways, so we got the next ability.
Plague
the wards.
Yeah. It costs 20 mana at all levels. Cooldown is 5 seconds. Duration is 40 seconds. And with each level, you get additional HP and damage. Additional 75, or they have... They have HP of 75, 200, 325, and 450, and the damage they do is 10, 19, 29, and 38.
I like the wards. Those are nice.
Yeah. They are really nice, yeah. And they also gain...
mana is nothing, too.
Oh, yeah. They're cheapo. Yeah. They've got a low cooldown. It's pretty great.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about his ultimate, which is Poison Nova. A spreading ring of poison that does damage over time to enemy units around Venomancer. Poison Nova's effect cannot bring units below 1 HP. It's upgradable by Ag Scepter, and the mana cost is 200, 300, and 400. The cooldown is 140, 120, and 100. The radius is 830. Duration is 12, 14, and 15 seconds. The damage is 36, 58, and 81, depending on the level, which, again, that's ticking... once every second, I believe, unless I'm wrong on that.
Which you could be.
I could be. Very well could be. So, you know, that's doing a crap ton of damage.
Yeah, I wish the radius was greater on that one. That's what I ran into with that.
830 is pretty good.
It's okay.
It's hard to get off without dying.
Right.
Unless you can pick up a force staff.
Right.
Or a blink dagger.
You gotta be right in there.
Well, you can initiate with the blink dagger, but good luck getting out with that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's okay, though.
No, I think Poison Nova is actually really good.
I wish the radius was better.
I think you should just learn to play support better.
I don't want
to
play support.
Cheeks, what do you think about Venomancer's ultimate? Ben seems to think it's kind of crappy. I think it's fantastic.
No. I didn't say it's crappy. I just wish the radius was a little better.
I loved using it when I'd be, you know, in a situation where I could feel like a gank coming on, and you'd have like two heroes pursuing you, and then you know the rest of your guys are TPing in. So kind of on the chase, I'd kind of stop for a second, release the Poison Nova, and then, you know, hopefully pull up a little bit, wheel around, and do the Q ability, the Venomous Gale. You know, because then you can really set it up for whoever's chasing you.
Yeah, so it's a move for baiting, basically, is what you'd say.
Yeah, kind of. It felt a little bit like that to me, and that's kind of the most how I used it in the one game I used it.
So. Right, as the expert who's played Venomancer once, effectively.
Yes.
I think...
Exactly. Competently, not effectively.
Oh, competently.
I think Poison Nova is actually really underrated, and I'm even willing to say this thing totally changes the tide of a team fight.
No, I would totally
because
disagree with
if
that.
If you can... you've played Venomancer twice.
I think the radius was bigger.
If you can...
right.
If you can get this thing off at the beginning of a team fight, it just... They're taking a lot of damage over the course of the entire team.
They are,
fight.
But it's no Ravage. There's so many other abilities that I think have a bigger impact. Ravage, Witch Doctor's Ward. There's a lot of abilities that I feel like have a bigger impact than Poison Nova.
And you'd really be expecting them, if you're going to initiate with it, you'd really be expecting them all to be standing right together in one.
If they have a stun, they're going to shut you. They're going to shut you down before you can get that off.
Well, I don't think you're going to be. I don't think you're going to be initiating with this, but
it's a follow up ability.
Yeah, I do. Think
it's sort of like a middle of the team fight thing.
I think so.
Put a bunch of wards around the team fight, then get in there and do the poison build if you can.
He takes a little while to set up, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't dislike him, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
No, I hear that.
It's still cool, yeah.
I think I agree with your comment about Ravage. I mean, Ravage is one of the best ultimates in the game.
Of course, yeah.
But I, yeah, I don't know. I think it's really good, personally.
Even Witch Doctor's all, at least he doesn't have to be right there. This, you know, thing Witch Doctor can kind of set it up outside a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, but he gets stunned. I mean, he gets knocked out of that real easy.
He can, but he can also, it just depends. If you're a good Witch Doctor, you can set that thing down. It's all about team comp.
Yeah.
And positioning. And yeah. I don't know. I feel like...
I think
the positioning's a little harder to get right with Venomancer. Because you have to be right there.
Yeah.
To get into hit enough people
yeah.
with it.
I think I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially... Yeah. And that's not even taking, like, trying to stay alive out of the equation.
Well, that's the thing. He can get, I don't know.
But you can, like, I've hid behind trees with this thing.
You can.
And, I'll force staff in and
pop
it. I'm
not pretending to be good at it, yeah. But I just think, I don't know, it seems a little more difficult to get the good positioning yeah. for it.
No, I'll give you that.
Without it's dying. It feels like he's a sacrificial lamb. He's going to go in there, he's going to die.
Yeah, that's kind of frustrating sometimes. Right. Yeah. Okay, so... Oh, what was
that's
that?
That's what a support does, right?
That support does, yeah. You die.
So that's right, baby.
Don't.
So, yeah, there's kind
that's
of...
true. There's some truth to that.
I kind of feel
that's
like...
That's why I love you as a support, Cheeks. That's great.
I kind of feel like in the early game with Venomancer, you can kind of build him two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of go for, like, the Venomous Gale and the Poison Sting, or you can go for, like, the Plague Wards and
right.
the Poison Sting and just get, like, a value point in the mm-hmm. Venomous Gale. Even though with 2 points of Venomous Gale scales really well, because then it yeah. starts doing damage over time. But those poison wards with the poison sting, pretty good.
They're nice, yeah.
Yeah, they're nice.
Nice. I love him as a defense to push. And as a pusher. You know, he's got a lot to offer.
Yeah,
there.
He can do kind of counter push and also push.
Yeah. I think nice. I think he's a good pick for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think his only downfall is that he's only doing slows.
He doesn't have a stun. I love having a stun.
Yeah, you gotta have a stun.
And I think that's what it... And I guess you could build
really
something.
Slows, though. I mean, those slows...
they're great.
They're super nice slows. They are.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
I think that is something that
you're missing out on a stun with. At least you're not getting that stun out of that one support that way.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
That's something we've kind of been discovering as a team the past couple of weeks, is, like, you need to have at least one super reliable stun.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about items for Venomancer. Of course, if you're playing him as a support, you start out with Courier, Ward, Sentry, Smoke, that sort of thing. Of course, Magic Wand / Magic Stick, depending on, you know, who you're laning against,
right.
is good. I even like to just pick up Magic Stick, just because in a team fight, you're usually going to get some charges on it. You can use it as a nice oh crap button.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's always an argument for, and I feel like especially with Venomancer, an argument for Power Treads versus Mana Boot.
I think it just depends a little bit on team comp again. If you've got somebody else picking up the mana boot, you're probably okay not getting it.
Yeah, if you kind of look at what, you know, the cooldown is on his basically two main abilities.
Yeah,
like right.
the Q and the R. I mean, you've got enough time to sort of regen mana before you can hit those again. So
yeah.
Yeah,
it
you
doesn't
can,
really seem like mana boots would be super vital.
They're okay. I think they're okay. You're using them in the supporty way, I think, more than him relying on it. The wards do eat up mana because you place them so often, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not that expensive, so
yeah
I think I find myself typically going Power Treads on him, unless, and this comes down to communicating with, I pray to God that you have another support on your team, communicate with the other support on your team, you know. I think between the two of you you want to try and have a mana boot.
So when playing all pick, I would pick a mana boot every time.
Go mana boot.
Definitely mana boot,
because you are the only support,
right? And then beyond that, it kind of... I mean, builds with him are just so situational, especially with him.
Yeah, you could build a mech. You can...
If you're going core, Ring of Aquila is good. I kind of said earlier, I like Force Staff for Poison Nova.
Yeah, Force Staff, yeah.
Necrobook is really good if you're going for a push-heavy strategy.
He has he's flexible. Yeah. He's a flexible mm-hmm. hero. Because you can run a carry on him or a core on him, you can do a lot of different things, so...
Aghanim Scepter, if your core is essential on him. Veil of Discord is really good if your core. Blink Dagger if you're initiating. Shadow Blade if your core, potentially. Orchid, Manta, you know, the list goes on. Between all of your... On your team, you want to have at least one mech.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe ideally only one.
He's one of those heroes that he's gonna kind of just make up for whatever else you're missing. So I don't feel like you have to do a certain thing on him for the build.
Yeah,
you just have to communicate and make sure whatever you're doing is not the same thing the other people are doing. So.
Yeah, I kind of feel like he does well with support items or damage items,
without a doubt.
Whatever you give him.
Yeah,
yeah,
which is nice.
Cheeks, what do you like to build on Venomancer?
Well, today I just kind of followed the basic suggested items. You know, I just start off with my basics going into Ring of, let's see, Aquila.
Aquila.
I think it's Aquila.
Okay.
Aquila. 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 No, Aquila. Aquila?
Merlini says Aquila.
It's spelled sort of the same as Aquila sounds right because it looks like tequila, kind of. And you don't say tequila.
Perfect.
So I think it's Aquila.
Okay.
I would say whatever Merlini says.
Aquila. But in terms of boots, since I had, you know, the rest of my team... In terms of carries and stuff, today weren't really super mana hungry. I kind of wish I'd built Tranquil Boots on him.
Oh, okay.
I've been kind of doing this on my supports lately, just because it makes them a little less squishy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the supports that I feel get squishy. It's good to have the extra regen so you can get out of distance. And then also the speed too, for just being able to sort of run in real fast, set up wards, and then get out. If you're trying to sneak in or doing some offensive warding.
Yeah,
I like it.
I've been kind of enjoying that. I mean, it's probably frowned upon or whatever, but it's been working.
Yeah, it's kind of situational. I feel like Tranquil Boots are good if you're roaming a lot, spending a lot of time walking, you'll get a lot of time for that regen to come online. And not that you necessarily want to be walking around a lot doing nothing, but if you're getting something done, it's good.
Yes, if we're getting things done, it's good.
Yeah.
If you're not dying, it's a plus.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think that's the whole thought behind it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Quelling Blade. Pick it up if you're going to get more last hits.
Right.
With it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
I ended up building a Drums of Endurance on him.
Okay.
Today. And did that work?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, never mind.
So, yeah, we heard the rim shot.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to make tasteful use of the soundboard.
Ben is here just crapping all over you.
I don't think I crapped on him.
Man, fine. Jeez. That's fine. I'm support, and I'll catch that crap, and I'll hold it up.
Thank you for holding my crap. Yeah, thank you.
And say, how can I help you further, sir?
Well, that's a good transition. So, let's do this. We'll talk about your Drums of Endurance situation, but let's first do recommend or don't recommend. So we'll start with Brian here. Recommend, don't recommend?
Let's start with Cheeks.
Well, he's going to transition into drums.
Oh,
we're gonna do
okay.
Him last.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Yeah, I'm giving it one of these.
Yeah, these are definitely a
bond. Okay, great. So you had to push a button for that.
I couldn't recommend Venomancer more.
Okay. I also would recommend Venomancer. I think he can fit into a lot of different lineups, and he has a lot to offer. I just wish his Poison Nova was a bigger radius on it. That's all. Cheeks, how about you? Recommend
I think
or don't?
He's definitely on the money.
On the money.
Did that work?
That worked, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Like, I can hear my soundboard going through the thing. Anyway,
I think he's
a good choice. I think a lot of it kind of depends on, of course, it's going to depend on who else is on your team. But I mean, if he's got a good support that he can synergize with, like one with a good stun, then that could be a really great support combo.
Yeah.
So yeah, totally.
And great. He can kind of semi-carry if needed.
He can. Mm-hmm. He can. Yeah. So drums, Cheeks, tell us about the drums. Experience
drums,
with Venomancer.
Tell us about your cheeks.
Yeah, drums, tell us about our cheeks.
Okay, so the drums of endurance. You want me to tell you about the drums of endurance?
I don't want you to tell us about drums of endurance, but you were going to say something about.
Experience.
Yeah, your experience.
I bought them, and then every time I'd hit it, I'd be like, all right, let's go get those barracks or that tower, and then everyone else would kind of back off right when I hit them. The button.
So that's right.
That's how it always works.
More as an escape mechanism than we did for attack speed.
Right. Which maybe phase boots would work better for that or something.
You know, again, that comes with communication, something I don't do a ton of in pub matches.
Yeah, right.
Well, nobody does a ton of in pub matches.
That makes sense. Well, Brian, tell us about the drums.
Yeah, okay. So Drum of Endurance, it costs $1,850. It gives you +9... strength, agility, and intellect.
Okay.
+3 damage. It has an aura, which gives bonus attack and movement speed to surrounding allies. Bonus attack speed, a whopping 5, Ben.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Bonus movement speed of 5%.
Okay.
Radius on that is 900. So a little bit better than Poison Nova.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Ben.
What else did you want from me there?
I wanted something snarky out of you.
Yeah. We got the drums.
Thanks.
Go for it.
The active on that is called Endurance. It gives plus 10 attack speed, plus 10% movement speed, and has 5 charges.
Yeah.
So when you activate this thing, you're essentially getting an additional 15 attack speed and 15%.
You got to make it count because you can only do it 5 times.
Which you can actually, you can actually buy an additional recipe to refill the charges.
You can, yeah.
I don't know why you do that, but you can.
Oh, well, because you ran out of charges.
I was going to blow your minds by telling you that.
Oh, but, I'm sorry.
I didn't know that. I found that out today.
Answer this. Show notes. Yeah, answer this, Cheeks. Why would you do that?
Well, so you can get more charges.
Exactly.
More
Brian's like, why would you ever do that?
No, that's
a no-brainer. If you ran out of charges on your drums and you want more charges on your drums, you buy the recipe to get more charges on your drums.
Right, but you shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't what?
You shouldn't. That's why would you do that?
Because you have no more charges and you want more charges. Why is there not to understand?
Well, you should build something better.
Well, why did you buy the drums to begin with?
Because it's a good mid-game item.
What if it's still mid-game and you blew through your charges?
In terms of making this. Hold on.
Go ahead.
In terms of making Dota 2 more of a gentleman's game, if you're way, way ahead and they're like, please finish fast,
right?
Then you can buy more charges because you've obviously got the gold to waste on it to help speed up the destruction of barracks or whatever, the ancient,
right,
at the end of the game.
I like that you were auto-tuned there. You go. There. That was great.
He's Cyloned. We call that Cyloning.
Cyloning, yeah. That's great. I think you're right. So it's a gentleman's agreement type of thing.
That seems so inefficient, Ben. For like another 850 gold or whatever it is.
Let me ask you this question, Brian.
You can buy so many better things.
Stop for a second. Ugh. Would you rather have the option of buying more charges on your drums or not have the option to do so?
I would rather not have the option.
Well, you're lame then. That doesn't make any sense. I'd like to have the option.
Seems like such a waste.
Yeah, why?
Like, honestly, before I knew that, I was a little bit dubious about the drums. You know, just because it was like, only 5 charges, man? And then I guess the stats boost. But so this, like, totally changed my mind. Aww. And honestly, if I'm playing decent support, then it shouldn't really matter if I have to spend another $875.
That's right. That's right. If I want drums,
you can buy more support items with that. You can get like more than halfway to a necro book with that.
What if I'm the carry and I say, Cheeks, I love those drums. Get me more charges. He's gonna do that.
Yeah. That's why Cheeks is the hard support, and I'm like the
cranky
support
one.
That wishes he was a core.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why you're a guy in the trees with the TPs.
Here, Ben, I got this for you.
Look, I don't want you to think I'm nuts or anything.
It was nothing.
It's from the Twilight Zone.
That's great, but
yeah. He's going crazy over there.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. Gentlemen's disagreements aside, do we recommend Drum of Endurance?
I like having drums. I think I like the aura that it brings to the table.
Yeah.
I like that it has 5 charges that can be pretty useful in a team fight.
Yeah.
Team fight, but it's a little bit. You know, if you've got a lot of a farm, you might want to surpass and bypass the drums. But I think, you know, if you can get it for mid game and go for it, why not?
Yeah, I think it's a good mid game item if you can get it like around or before the 20-minute mark.
Right.
I think that's kind of its sweet spot for whether it's good or not. I can't argue with the stats on it, though, that it gives just you. That's real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think for $1,850, that's a pretty efficient item.
Yeah.
In my
eyes. We don't know our
lore.
You've
got some great stuff that you're building into it, too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. You have the ability to buy 2 bracer. Recipes for it.
You can buy more recipes, so that's great. So, recommend, don't recommend?
Oh, that's a definite recommend for me.
Recommend. Cheeks, what do you got?
I think it's a definite buy.
Okay. I'm also I'm a recommend as well.
Wait, I thought the line was on the money.
Oh, either way.
Okay.
They're both fine.
It's a recommend, but make sure you just get one per team. I think it's a waste to do more than that.
I have a question. Okay, we're going to go into Noobs Ask Noobs.
Oh, we have some questions.
Yes.
Great.
And I actually have a question here about basic stats. That I'm actually going to defer to Jared.
He's not here right now.
Right.
So good
Jared,
luck with that.
Jared, if you're listening, if you could go to Reddit and answer Devin Ride's question about basic stats and what they do.
Why are we talking about it right now?
Well, it's a call out to Jared.
Okay. So call out to Jared. Are we going to don't go over the whole question then, are you?
Well, no.
You can kind of answer this question for yourself, can't you? I mean, if
is
you
it a hard question?
The little stats, like, it gives you a little description of what intelligence is giving this character.
What's what is the question? Now I'm curious. What's the question?
Okay. Well, I reserve this for Jared because this is real far up his alley. He loves this kind of stuff. Okay, the question is, this is from Devin Wright. He says, okay, this may sound super basic, but I'm a little unclear on stats. Will somebody explain what attributes actually do? Does intellect increase mana? Yes, it does. Does strength increase hit points? Yes, it does. I've read that increasing agility also increases damage on agility heroes. If that's the case, what's up with a separate damage stat? I know this is super basic, but I would really like to get this all straight.
Well, I think Cheeks just answered that. Cheeks, say what you just said.
Well, yeah, if you just if you go over kind of where you would level up your stats, say if you've got everything maxed out or you want to put points into stats, you can look at each of the little icons there for the strength, the agility, and the mana, and if you hover over them, it'll tell you what it does for that particular hero.
Right.
And in terms of the damage stats, it depends on what type of hero it is. If it's a strength hero, then the strength points are going to increase the damage as well as hit points.
Right.
If it's an agility hero, it'll increase the damage as well as, you know, armor and
attack speed,
movement speed, or attack speed. There we go. And then, you know, same thing with intelligence. It'll increase mana, but it'll also increase the damage for that intelligence hero.
We didn't need Jared.
Silencer, you'd want to buy a ton of intelligence items.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's part of his damage. Or you know, Skywrath Mage, too. So.
Ben, I was just trying to include Jared, okay?
Is that what was going on?
I was trying to be a good friend.
Well, let's have Jared can still answer it on Reddit.
This question is really far up Jared's alley. He could really speak into this and bring a certain level of expertise that I don't think the three of us are prepared to
offer. I think that Cheeks sufficiently answered that question and then some.
Yeah, it was a good answer.
And he answered it how I would have. But I would love for Jared to be on Reddit and answer that question.
Yes.
And see if he has anything else to add.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the next question.
I just don't know why we were censoring that question.
Okay. Ben, I'm the one with the questions here.
Well,
okay?
That might be the problem.
Just being supportive of Jared. It's a support thing.
Okay.
You wouldn't understand.
Ben, how about this, Ben? I'm going to put you in charge of Noobs Ask Noobs next week.
Oh, you don't want that. I don't know anything.
Yeah. That's right. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, baby.
I can take the heat. I'm just frustrated about how that played out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This question comes from Sizzlebox. Can you discuss four staff and or versus Blink Dagger?
And or versus?
Yes. Four staff versus Blink Dagger.
Okay.
So these are kind of two mostly different items, and I really feel like we've almost done a bit of a disservice to our listening audience in kind of putting them into the same category.
We do say you should get a Blink Dagger / four staff. We say that pretty much every week.
Yeah, and I think they kind of play two different roles, I think.
They do, yeah. I would say that not even kind of, they do, yeah.
Yeah. I think a Blink Dagger is really good for if you're a hero who can farm up really quickly and you want to move across the map quickly, it's very good. But even more so, it's very good for initiating.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. With a Blink Dagger, if you take damage from a hero, from an enemy hero, it deactivates the Blink Dagger, so you won't be able to use it. It gives it
until you get away. Yeah,
it gives it a 3-second cooldown, I think, or something like that.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, and it provides and it provides no stats or anything like that. Whereas a 4 staff will give you 10 intellect and I think some HP regen,
mm-hmm.
as well as it kind of pushes you in the direction. If you use it on a hero or yourself, it just pushes you in the direction that you're facing
or them in that direction.
Correct. Right. Whoever you use it on.
Right.
So you can use this on yourself, on an ally, on an enemy hero and there's, you know, unlike Blink Dagger, there's no, you know, cooldown or anything if you get hit by an enemy hero. So you can use this at all times.
Yeah.
So you can kind of use it as a pseudo initiator, but if you're initiating, a Blink Dagger would be better, I think. It's good for an escape mechanism. It's good on Windranger to get people, you know, next to trees for a shackle shot. It's good for setting stuff up or escaping.
Yeah. I would say, you know, a lot of it's just going to be a lot of Dota is just experience. So, you know, with each hero that you're playing, you're going to start to get a feel for which of those two items will work better. But it tends to be Blink Dagger. Yeah. Blink Dagger's initiation for staff is if you want to rescue people, if you want to escape, if you want to get some extra movement, those are the type of things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cheeks, what do you think? Do you have any thoughts?
I mean, I think it's whenever I buy a four staff, it tends to be for more, you know, sort of intelligence heroes. yeah. or heroes that would benefit from those stats boosts, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a blink dagger, it's like you said, it's just pure initiation pretty much. Like right. the classic examples would be having Tidehunter with a blink dagger so he can get in there and do the Ravage.
Right.
Or Earthshaker or
Sand King.
Or Sand King. Yeah. yeah. So, I mean, you wouldn't want a Force Staff on those. But I like to use Force Staff on sort of squishy casters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to get a Force Staff on Pugna so I can get him out of the middle of a team fight if he's right. in a bad place, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, another classic example is Batrider. Batrider actually gets yeah. both of these items
yeah,
because he yeah. blinks in to use his lasso, and then he uses Force Staff to get out with right. the person he yeah. lassoed quicker.
Yeah.
So it just kind of comes down to what you're
Pro tip
for.
With Force Staff, I think Force Staff is the easiest one to get wrong.
Yes.
So you can send yeah. your team in the wrong direction, yes. send an enemy towards you.
I just did this last night. I was right. trying to escape, and I was facing the wrong way, and right. I got myself
I would
killed.
Say if you're gonna do a Force Staff, make sure you've done some practice with it first, because it can go mm-hmm. it can go pretty poorly.
Yeah.
Blink Dagger, you know, just don't jump into things you shouldn't jump into.
Do you remember, you know? I think it was TI3, there was some match that Dendi was playing Wind Ranger.
Yeah.
At the time, Wind Runner.
Right.
And he Force Staffed himself into the Roche Pit in Solan Aegis.
I thought he did that with Pudge.
He probably did it with Pudge, too, for yeah. all I know.
No, he's notorious for
I
that.
Remember doing it him doing it with Wind
yeah,
Ranger.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Okay, next question also comes from Sizzlebox. Sizzlebox asks, I am brand new and decided to use Sven. I've read a lot and watched a lot of VODs. He seems legit, but I rarely see him, if at all, in the pro scene. Is he a good hero? Why does no one use him? Why should I... what should I focus on to improve my Sven play?
Here's what I would suggest. I would say don't worry about what's happening in the pro scene, because they're picking heroes that are unbalanced for reasons that people at our skill level can't take advantage of.
Agreed.
Yeah. I would also say, you know, don't limit to just Sven, but don't overextend yourself. So maybe try to learn three heroes that can, you know, perform three different roles so you can get a better broad scope understanding of the game. Just because Sven can get banned, Sven can be taken from somebody, you know, by somebody else. And I think that way... You know, you don't want to pick a hero just because they look cool or because, you know, you don't know the game well enough yet to focus on just one hero. So don't be afraid to kind of play around a little bit initially.
Yeah.
And find a couple heroes that you like and kind of learn some different elements of the game that way if you're just starting out.
Yeah. With
I like Sven a lot because I feel like he's a sort of a introduction to melee carry.
He is, yeah.
I totally agree.
It's something you can really, if you just, even if you're playing him as a support, you can still end up totally snowballing and being, like, super huge by the end of the game.
Oh, yeah. He's not a bad pick. I think you've picked a good hero. He's got a stun, so you can learn a lot about timing with stuns, cooldowns, and when to use those with some of his other abilities. So I think he's a good hero.
Yeah, I think he's one, as Cheek said, he's a good intro to melee carries. And two, I think he's just really effective, whether you're... you know, new or an expert player.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
And
a lot
I
of utility.
Yeah. I think the main thing to focus on when improving your Sven play, just work on being better at doing last hits.
Yeah, he's a little harder. I mean, any melee hero is maybe a little bit more challenging because you have to be close. So it's about positioning. You learn a lot about positioning with those. So.
I was talking about this with friend of the show, Kyle Crimson Manring.
Okay.
And he actually prefers melee carries because the attack animation is much quicker.
It is easier to get the last hit, but easier to get yourself into trouble and killed. That's the difference.
That's the difference, right. As Kyle would tell you.
You're less safe, but you're usually a little beefier, too. So there's that.
Make sure you pick up a stout shield. At the start of the game.
I would say on him, that's probably smart. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, even just, like, learning when to use the stun and, like, when, you know, best positioning for that and everything. So, I think Sven's a fine character to learn how to carry on. And
I like him as
Ben said. Yeah. Ben, what other heroes, you know, would you point him towards if he's looking to maybe learning the carry role?
Yeah, I think people really like Sniper as a range just because his attack animation is pretty easy to get.
And don't just auto-attack the creeps in the lane. Please, for the love of God, don't do that.
Well, and what he means by that is if you don't change your settings, what happens is if you don't do anything, your hero will continuously shoot or hit the enemy creeps. And what happens when you do that is you push the lane forward too far, which puts you into a bad position in which you can die easier. So that's what he's referring to.
It's horrible.
But Sniper is a great one just because he has abilities that extend his range. So you get to have a little bit more safety as you're learning to last hit with a ranged hero and learn a little bit more with a more of a cushion there.
And his projectile hits instantly, correct?
It's not instant necessarily. I don't think it's instant, but it's very fast. Okay. I think he has a very forgiving. Very very. I don't even think his ultimate is instant. I think that actually can.
Yeah. And you'll learn positioning on Sniper really quick, because if you don't, you die a lot.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So his, yeah. So his right click might as well be instant. I don't know if it's actually instant, but it might as well be. And you can learn a little bit about he can spiral out of control too. So you can learn a little bit about how a carry can really get that farm.
Yeah.
And get good with that. So a Mask of Madness is a good item to pick up on him if you want to learn about actives and how actives work and how those can kind of change how you carry. So I think both if you work on Sven, work on Sniper, and then do you guys have some recommendations on a really early support to try to learn?
Wraith King, man.
Yeah, Cheeks, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, Wraith King.
Yeah.
Wraith King. Yeah.
Wraith King.
Yeah.
Super forgiving, you know. You've got one button you got to worry about. It also leaves you open to worry about your actives a little bit more because he picks up a few actives.
Right.
So, you know, if you need to toggle something, you can practice that. You don't have to worry about those stats too much. Then, you know, if you die occasionally, you get a mulligan on it pretty much.
Right.
You can run Sven as a support too, right, I guess. Does he run that way very often?
I think to a lesser extent. Yeah. His stun has a, like, he got a lot of mana issues with
Sven. He does.
His stun is very mana heavy. I think for supports, as we talked about, I think Venomancer is a great choice.
Really? For a new player?
Yeah, I think so, because it's
I don't know.
No, it's really easy to contribute, I think.
I don't know. I don't know if I think he's got, he's got a, you know, three actives.
Oh boy, three actives.
He's got a, well, he's got a slow.
I don't think Sizzlebox can handle three buttons, Ben.
I'm not saying that. I think with his positioning, I don't know. What do you think, Cheeks? You're a support. Beginning support for Venomancer? I don't know.
Beginning supports, I think... I really do like Sven on support because of that stun. You know, and that, I feel like that also kind of forces you, because it's so mana heavy at the beginning of the game, I think it forces you to sort of reckon with managing your mana bit more.
Well, ask me...
When I started out, you know, playing, you know, Dota, that was like the thing I was... You know, the thing I was absolutely worst at was, like, I'd just be like, oh, I'll just use this now. Like, oh, no, I don't have it later.
That's true.
That sort of thing. And I still, you know, and still to some degree, I still, you know, struggle with that.
Oh, sure. But Venno, doesn't Venno seem like a bad... And Venno has basically two skill shots. You have to be in the right range for Poison Nova.
Yeah, yeah.
And his Q is a skill shot, heavy. So... I don't know. I don't know if I believe in that one.
Yeah, I think Shadow Shaman would be a good choice.
Okay, I think he's hard too. But
oh my gosh,
maybe these are just because I'm struggling with these heroes. I can't play
Lion,
them.
Lion,
yeah,
give me
Lion. I like Lion better. Yeah.
His Q is a skill shot, Ben.
Crystal Maiden.
I like Crystal Maiden.
CM, I like better. Yeah,
Ben, you want to say no to that one, don't you?
Well,
you want to so bad.
She's underpowered right now at our skill level. She's not getting picked up a whole lot, but I think at beginning she seems great.
Just give me one support that you would recommend then, Ben.
I don't think they should play support. I think they should do Wraith King, Sven, and and Sniper. Okay. You learn those three heroes. Play support Wraith King.
I like support Wraith King. Don't listen to Ben.
Don't listen to the Venomancer thing. That's going to get you in trouble. You're going to feed so hard.
No, you're fine. Okay, next question comes from friend of the show, Bunny. Bunny asks, silly question, would you rather A, create a new shop item in Dota 2, or B, remove an item from the game?
Are cosmetic, or are we talking actual...
Like, item in the game that you can, you know, buy for stats and stuff.
I would
like
rather
shop items.
Yeah, I would rather see something created. I think it would be cool to see a new item that had some kind of unique active, and I have no idea what that would be.
Mm.
But it's just, it would be cool to see something that can shake up the game a little bit.
I think we need to bring back a, it's kind of similar to the Necronomicon book.
Yeah.
Except it's like some sort of, like a whistle or something that you can call.
Yeah, that fits in the Dota lore, a whistle. Maybe it does. Maybe a flute. How about a flute?
Yeah. And it brings in, it brings in the Goblin Gangster crew. You know,
what's the Goblin Gangster? Oh, you're talking about your stupid hero in the car.
Yeah, they bring in the car and they start getting the hydraulics
going. This conversation's about over.
I heard that. I think sort of the steampunky type look to them. I think definitely have
some. No, gaining steam, Ben.
Maybe, you know, techies might be up your alley. I think that's what you're looking for.
But it,
I mean, yeah, techies kind of what...
I think he's filling that void.
In all seriousness, though, I was thinking I would rather see something else created. And the one thing that I could think of was some sort of item that gives spellcasters a bit more potential to carry.
Okay.
But then I started thinking, no, that's a bad idea, because then this game would become League of Legends.
Yeah.
And which you love to crap on
and,
that game.
Right. I am crapping on League of Legends, and but that's just because I'm a fan of Dota 2. League of Legends is a fine game in its own right. It's just not my preferred game. But anyway...
It's a bunch of crap. Nobody believes you said that.
But anyway... I don't know if I'd want that, because it would totally change the game. So, long story short, just get rid of that option to buy the recipe to refill the charges on Drum of Endurance. That's my my final
answer. How about you, Cheeks? What do you have?
I think that having an item that would do what Io's sort of teleport thing does.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can take one other... It would be a really great support item to be able to have that. And then toggle. It could have like a super long cooldown, so it doesn't get overused.
Well, isn't whatever. Here's the thing, because there's some really cool abilities that I would love to see as items too. But doesn't that kill that hero all of a sudden? Like, why would you pick Io then?
Well, no, I mean, because you know, you use the Io to sort of up sort of the attack strength and speed of, you know, your giant lumbering.
I would be fine if Io got killed off as a hero, because okay, then he wouldn't wind up in all pick anymore.
So what we want to do,
play him.
Exactly.
So I think, I think the actual answer is there's some heroes that we would like to kill and turn their abilities into items instead. Is what the actual full answer
yeah,
is.
I think
we can all
fine.
Agree to that.
It's kind of like what
essence
Doom does.
Of Io, really.
The essence of Io. Yeah, let's just have Io into. Let's put Io into a flute. And then that flute can do what Io did.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think we have a solution.
Perfect. Okay.
The wispy flute.
The wispy flute, yep.
Okay, next question.
Or for Brian, the wispy whistle.
The wispy, give me a break.
Right.
Okay, next question comes from friend of the show, and this name's a little PG-13.
Oh, boy.
So I'm just putting that out there. Friend of the show, I don't pull out. And I assume he means he doesn't pull out of bad deals. Okay, anyway, he writes... First off, let me say the Toby Wan Black Hole GG metal clip Brian played a few episodes back got me laughing so hard I made a fool of myself on the quote-unquote quiet car of the train I was on. Great stuff, man. Probably listened to that at least 50 times. And it says right after it, come on, Ben. It says it right here in caps. It says, come on, Ben. He's calling you out. Okay,
here's why this isn't a question. You just wanted to point out that this guy called me out. Is there a question here?
It's a two-parter. Here's the next question.
There was no question. There was no question.
I'm getting to it. If you were stuck on a desert island with a computer and Dota, but could play one hero only for the rest of your life, what hero would that be?
If I'm stuck on a desert island, am I worried about what hero I'm going to play in Dota?
Mm-hmm.
I am?
Just... Hypothetically, just think it. Cheeks, I'm going to pass this question off to you.
Okay, great.
Ben's a stick in the mud.
I do have the capacity for abstract thought, unlike Ben. So, I'm going to say...
Very good.
That if I was stuck on an island, I'd probably go with the island theme, and I'd go for Witch Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
So you would do it based Very on the good. Theme.
Yeah, I think it's sort of... He's kind of gives you sort of a Caribbean vibe.
Oh, he does. I'm interested. That's an interesting choice.
Yeah. So, apparently he's my most played on Dota 2.
Really?
Really? Wow. I didn't know that.
Wow. I hardly play him anymore, so I was surprised too.
Wow.
Me personally, I would go with Morana, of course, because I have so many different hats for her. Just the possibilities are endless of all the different stylistic choices I could make with her.
The question didn't say you could bring your hats with you.
Oh. Well, assuming I can't bring my hats, I think I'd want to bring...
Bot practice.
I think I'd want to bring, like...
you don't have an internet connection, right?
Maybe, I don't know. I've always wanted to play Ember Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any...
Would you want to play him forever, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you're stuck with him then at that point.
I don't think I want to play Dota forever, though.
Well, you're...
yeah.
Who else doesn't have capacity for abstract thought here? Apparently not Brian.
Well, this guy, friend of the show, I don't pull out, PG-13 name here, He's suggesting Meepo or Invoker for endless replayability.
As you know, I'm a Meepo player, so I was going to say Meepo, just because it seems like the skill ceiling there is so much higher.
Yeah.
It's true. That's a good point.
So I would have probably gone with Meepo.
Well, I think I'm going to go with Venomancer, because Ben thinks Venomancer is probably one of the hardest heroes in the game to play.
I don't think I even remotely said that. I just think for a new player, that does not make sense.
Dear podcast listeners, I implore you to rewind your podcast and listen to Ben talking about how hard it is to land that Poison Nova.
Well, you just don't want to give somebody new a skill shot, is all I'm saying.
I think Ben's concerned most about them learning their position. And
yes,
it seems like
I agree.
He's got so many other things to concentrate on.
Venomancer is really position dependent, like you were saying. We were saying earlier.
Cheeks is like the great mediator between the two of us.
I'm just watching out for this listener. I don't want to lead this listener astray and they're gonna quit Dota when they get flamed for feeding on Venomancer. That's just not gonna be a good situation for them.
I try to be the lukewarm water between you guys. Nice. Kind of like in Spinal Tap.
That works. That's perfect.
I love Spinal Tap.
It's a great movie.
Okay, next question comes from CG Ducey. CG Ducey asks, I thought I knew all the different damage types, but then I came across composite or mixed damage. What is that? Here is my answer. Composite damage, also known as mixed damage, is a physical damage that is also reduced by magic resistance. It is reduced by armor, magic resistance, but not by damage block. It goes through magic immunity. It does not affect ethereal units. So long story short, it's physical damage that is reduced by magic resistance.
It's complicated. What are the examples of that?
There's a couple spells that have it. The only one that I can think off the top of my head is Alchemist's Acid Spray.
Okay.
There's only like 5 spells that have this.
Okay.
There's not too many.
So you're not really going to worry about it too much.
Yeah. And I would recommend you go to Dota2wiki.com. They have a chart of like all the different damage types and resistances. Because there's physical damage, but did you know this? There's 6 different kinds of physical damage.
I didn't know that.
It's crazy.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if I even care.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. I mean, yeah.
At this point, I don't think I care.
I care whether it's physical or magical damage.
Yeah, that seems like enough.
Yeah. And that's it. That's the end.
That was like a grueling question session. That was a lot.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good question session.
There's a lot.
I think we had some good discussion in there.
Yeah.
You typically don't like Noobs Ask Noobs.
It wears me out.
Yeah. That's understandable.
Yeah.
And I've been giving you a lot of flack about Venomancer.
You have. Yeah. I just think you don't want to give this new guy Venomancer to play. It's just not a good idea.
Yeah, I disagree. Anywho, not that we've been talking about it the entire show.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so that brings us to the end of the show. Check out We Like Dota at welikedota.com. We are also We Like Dota on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Twitch. Obviously, we're not live on Twitch this week. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty with getting Cheeks into the show, but we'll be back at it eventually. Yeah, that's okay. We're happy to have you on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Cheeks. We do appreciate it.
Ben, where can we find you online?
I'm at Dota Yadneb on the Twitter.
And where are you on Twitch?
Yadneb?
Yeah.
I think. Or Yadneb TV? I don't know.
But you've also talked about streaming to the We Like Dota Twitch account as well.
I wouldn't really talk about Twitch at this point. Okay. It's not really a thing.
We'll figure it out.
But I did join Reddit this week.
Yes, you did.
I've been interacting with people on the Reddit community.
Yeah.
They've been teaching me about upvoting and downvoting. I can downvote myself, which is pretty exciting.
Yes. If you hate yourself so much and you have such a level of self-loathing.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out who to have a Reddit feud with, because I think that's a thing, right?
Mm, yeah. They are intense, Ben.
Do I want one of these?
No. They are way more fierce and intense than the battles that we have on this very show.
Okay. So I don't want a Reddit feud.
No.
Is that a thing?
I think so. I think it really escalates when 4chan gets involved.
Oh, I don't want them anywhere near this thing. No. Okay.
Lots of buttholes and stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't want it.
Who knows what's going on there? I don't,
That's Reddit was hard enough,
right? Cheeks, where can we find you online?
You can find me on the internet at Cheeks of Flappin' on Twitter, and that's all I'm comfortable doling out right now.
That's quite a bit.
You want to follow me on there? I sometimes retweet stuff about Riff Raff. Riffraff. Dota.
Perfect.
And stuff. I did want to say to Ben, I'm not ignoring your Reddit inquiry about the least viable character.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Hero. Okay. I didn't feel ignored.
I just need some time to meditate on it.
That's fine. No, I appreciate that. I appreciate the response.
Okay. There we go.
Trying to be supportive.
Yeah. Thank you.
Jared would want us to say you can find him on Twitter at +3000 PLUS 3000.
Did you get all the zeros there?
I think so. There's three of them. And you can find me personally on Twitter at BYinger, BYINGER. I think that's it. Cheeks, thanks for joining us this week.
We already did that.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's nice,
thanks again.
Nice to have you on as a special guest. And
again, it's great to be here.
I feel like you're the voice of the people.
Cheeks is?
Well,
yes.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Okay.
I think he's the voice of Cheeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you next week.